You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Recent release from veteran drummer Joe Sirian and his Motor City Jazz Octet off their album Secret Message, we heard Bye Bye Blackbird. Soloists on that track, pianist Adam Birnbaum, guitarist Paul Bolenbeck, alto saxophonist Carl Maraggi, and trumpet player Nick Marchion. French pianist Edouard Binot before that, material from Cat Stevens. From the album Ideal Circus, we heard Sad Lisa, a tune originally on Cat Stevens' fourth album from the 70s, Tea for the Tillerman. New music before that, from New York-based guitarist Hans Luck, off of his album The Spell is Broken, we heard Hang Hostage, Mike King on the piano, Simon Wilson on the bass, and drummer Adam Arruda. And the set started with music from Australian singer and bassist Nikki Perrott, from her album Feeling Groovy, that was Catch the Wind, Steve Russell on piano, an album mining music from the 1960s. We'll head into our final set with a project from alto saxophonist Vincent Herring, off of a Smoke Session Records outing called Night and Day. This is the track, Walton.
Thank you.
Going out this week with music from harmonica player Hendrik Merkens from his album Cobb's Pocket. That saw him working with legendary drummer Jimmy Cobb. That was Polka Dots and Moonbeams. Mike LaDon on the B3, guitarist Peter Bernstein, and drummer Jimmy Cobb. Music recorded here in Montreal before that from guitarist Jordan Officer, Night Flight, off of his album Blue Skies. And the set started with music from alto saxophonist Vincent Herring off his album Night and Day. That was Walton, Jeremy Pelt on the trumpet, Mike LaDon on the piano, Brandy Disterheff on the bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
To CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. European starlings, first introduced in New York City, have become invasive and compete with native species for nesting sites. They're now one of the most common birds in many cities across North America. But as they've entered new habitats, they've begun to change. The starling's ancestors lived in mild and temperate climates in Europe. In the U.S., they've encountered environments quite unlike where they came from. Long, frigid winters, as well as dry deserts and plains. Recent genetic research into European starlings shows that their DNA is changing, possibly because starlings in North America have more genetic adaptation to thrive in arid environments and colder temperatures compared to those still in Europe. European starlings have also been introduced in Australia. There, the starlings' invasion is more limited in scope, but they also show a pattern of genetic change. Genes that help the starlings regulate their cells under more extreme conditions may be favored for birds spreading out further from where they were introduced. Evolution is an ongoing process, and sometimes the best examples can be found in birds that live right alongside us in cities. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel.